What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Stafford, back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete! It's incomplete! The Eagles take over on downs, and now they are heading for the NFC Championship game. Pressure by Carter.
Yeah, pressure by Carter. That was the theme yesterday. The final play, the one that sealed it, the fourth down for the Rams yesterday. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, all your calls coming up here as the Eagles win 28-22, and they now are one win away from a trip to the Super Bowl. And Hugh, let's do a little Big Hugh breakdown of what you saw yesterday from Jalen Carter, who all those comparisons, Hugh, when he came out of the draft of who he compared to, how good he could be, we're seeing it now. Man, he's good.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, to make it as simple as I possibly can, he's a grown-ass man. The one thing that I saw about Jalen is they did their best to try to double-team him as much as they possibly could all night long. And when they did that, for the most part, that they had success. When you start mugging those linebackers and bringing them up to the line and stuff and putting him in one-on-one situations, what they basically did, that's when you saw the beauty that is Jalen Carter. And, man, that's what he's doing. Because, like, the center, he was giving the center fits all day yesterday. And I want to give a shout-out to Milt Williams again and, for the other part, Nolan Smith. Because those guys, to play in a game like that, man, and to be able to get to the quarterback as much as both of these teams did, I think that was pretty phenomenal. But, like, for us, it always starts with Jalen Carter in the middle because he makes it impossible. He makes it impossible for quarterbacks to step up and kind of get that follow-through because he collapses the pocket so quickly. And that's what you saw in that last play where you're talking about, everybody's talking about how who was open over the middle.
Higbee
was open over the middle. Mm-hmm. If Jalen doesn't make that play, we might be having a different conversation. But, man, yeah, he's a phenomenal player. And anytime you give him the one-on-one, he's going to probably win that.
Two things stand out. Kyle earlier made the comparison to Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl when the Rams beat the Bengals, and he disrupted Burrow at the end. You watch Jalen Carter play, and you see shades of Warren Sapp. You see shades of Sue. You see shades of Aaron Donald. I mean, you see these great players in him. And the best part, Hugh, is now he brings it on an every down basis. Like last year, he flashed. But I think he played 68 out of 70 snaps yesterday. He plays almost every snap.
Yeah.
He dominates the biggest moments of the games. Yesterday, 5 tackles, 3 quarterback hits, 2 sacks, a pass breakup, the forced fumble. I mean, he was the best player on the field when the Eagles were on defense.
And to your point about how often he's playing like 100% of the snaps.
Uh-huh.
And I remember at the end of the game, they were talking about it, that the Rams kept doing no huddle. And that gave the Eagles no chance at all to substitute defensive linemen in. And they were showing him on the sidelines when they finally got that penalty. And we did get a chance to sub in. They were gassed. I mean, they were like, it was I forget who it was, whether it was Ajamo or Milton Williams, but he was huffing and puffing on the sideline. And I'm sitting there thinking like, oh my God, we're screwed. Like, we're not going to be able to get any pressure on Stafford whatsoever. And for Jalen Carter to do that 2 plays in a row at the end of the game, that was insane.
He's a remarkable player. And the crazy part is, you think back now, they had the 9th pick in the draft the year after they won the Super Bowl because Howie Roseman maneuvered with that pick from the Saints and pushed it back a year. And they stumbled maybe into the best player. Not stumble, that's the wrong word. They put themselves in a position to get maybe the best player in that entire draft in Jalen Carter. He's great. Hugh, one big thing. We're going to talk about the Commanders game coming up in a little bit and our first thought on it. The right guard for the Commanders came out of the game Saturday against the Lions. Sam Cosmi, he tore his ACL. He's out this week. So so they're going to have a backup lineman lined up right over him on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that might be a whole problem.
That might be the game. And that might be the biggest difference.
Yeah, that might be a problem. Yeah, yeah. Man, I tell you, like the pressure that he puts on quarterbacks, man, and being able to not step up in the pocket, that's huge. to play with a guy like that, you can't help but to be good, especially coming off the edge. You can't help because the quarterback's not stepping up. Mm-hmm. If anything, he's running away. He's not stepping up. He's not standing in that pocket.
He was great. Let's hear Nick Sirianni after the game talking about Jalen Carter.
Yeah, he's a special player. Jalen Carter is a special player, and he's just done so many of the right things to continue to make himself a special player. Can't say enough about Vic and the job that he does of putting him in position to succeed. Clint Hurt, man, Clint Hurt is a special coach that has helped Jalen, and then all the credit goes to Jalen, who's continued to get better. Jalen's consistently done the right things in and out of the building, you know, from his conditioning to his weight to his style of play. And Jalen Carter, man, he's special. Like, it's not. I mean, I go back to Mount Union, and anytime there was a game like this with snow on the ground, or there was a game where the field conditions were crappy. I remember Larry Karras always saying to me, "The pass rush ain't gonna be getting there this time, and it's gonna be you can have a big day today, Nick." And for him to rush the passer the way that he did, and our group rush the way that we did in moments of where the footing wasn't great, that to me, that was a championship effort by the defense.
Couple things hit me from that. One, you could hear the locker room in the background going crazy, whatever they're doing as he's doing his press conference. But Hugh, him talking about Carter there and his conditioning, that it's been fun watching him grow up. Like, I remember the first preseason game last year, you saw it with Jalen Carter. Like, no one could block him one-on-one. But
yeah.
But the growing up, the maturing he's done on the field, that's the difference.
Yeah, man. And I remember people saying, "Oh, you're trying to crown him too soon." But you see certain things that he did early on that if he did that consistently, he would be a problem. And that's what he's turned into. He's a whole problem, man.
Yeah, you know what? I think the Eagles and Howie probably should enjoy the next couple years while he's cheap, because he's going
to... Oh, he's about to get paid.
When he's eligible, if he keeps progressing like this, he's going to be one of the highest paid defense players in the league. That's how good he is. He was great yesterday. Let's hear his line mate on the defensive line there, Josh Sweat, talking about just a matter of time before he does what he does.
Did you have a view on Jalen's sack?
Oh, yeah. I was out there. I'm over here. I'm just trying to, like, find a little spot to get through, because I done got chipped so damn hard I was about to throw up. But yeah, he definitely and I saw it, I was like, it was only a matter of time before he was gonna kill that right guard. No disrespect to the right guard, but
what was it like playing in the snow today?
He said no disrespect.
I think I didn't even have his name. I think it was Dotson. Was that the guy? No disrespect. I don't know his name, but whatever. He couldn't block Jalen Carter. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494 for Dr. Carl in Ardmore. Hey, Dr. Carl.
Can you hear me all right?
We got you, Dr. Carl. What's up?
Okay, hold on. I want to get off this. All right, so here are my points. Hugh, you're the guy that sells the bacon, right, on the commercials? Have I got that right?
Yeah, I'm the bacon guy.
He's more of a bacon salesman than a talk show host, so that's why I consider him. Yep.
Well, I got to tell you, Carter saved your bacon and my bacon. He, without him, without that play, and I agree with you, there's no question they would have won the game. I wouldn't even say 85%. I had talked myself into not going crazy and accepting the loss. So I think Carter is the hero. The other thing is when Elliott kicked the first extra point, I looked through my fingers covering my face, which were spread, and I don't want to tell you the words because I'll be cut off the air that I used when he missed it. And that wasn't bad enough. Then he missed a second. So now going into the end, and Merle's wife was right. I can't believe Merle, as long as he's been around, would say the game's a lock. How many times have we Philadelphians seen victory snatched from the jaws of defeat with all our teams, not just football? So I'm sitting there thinking – Those two points are going to kill us. They just about did. So I guess we have no choice as to go with him, with Elliott, in the next 2 weeks. Well, hopefully the next 2 weeks. But I'm just thinking, if he were to get hurt or be sick, there's no kicker out there they would look at?
Well, I mean, there are free agent kickers, right? There are kickers that didn't make teams this year that are just sitting at home. But, like, I feel like, Dr. Carl, if they were going to do that, they would have done it already. I mean, we've discussed this. If they were going to make a change, they probably would have done it already. Now it feels like they're just going
to
ride.
Yeah, this is what we about to do this, man. We about to go. This is what we're doing.
All right.
Well, keep those hands over your eyes for Sunday.
I will. But I will spread my fingers.
Well, you have to. You got it. We appreciate it. I don't feel good about the kicking situation. I don't know how anyone could. I mean, he missed multiple extra points. And that game yesterday, let's just talk about the last plays, right? Like, If Carter doesn't make the sack, they probably score a touchdown. If the two extra points are made, they're up 8.
Yeah.
Right? Then the 2-point conversion could only get the game tied. If he makes one of the two, it's probably a tie game. They just go for the one. You know, because he missed both, Hugh, they were probably going to lose if he doesn't sack Stafford.
Man, I tell you, and coming down the field, and when Puka made that catch, I was like, I can't believe it. Yeah, it was a little bit of bungholitis. And then when he came with that sack, it was like, yeah, you could breathe a little bit easier. Yeah, it was definitely that. It was definitely that type of day.
Let's go to Demon, who's up next. What's up, Demon?
Y'all just got me, huh?
Hold on. You got it.
All right, good. But you know, I got some notes for y'all, man. First, I want to say, though, I got to go to the house and get my notes. But I want to tell y'all this. Thursday, I called you, and I told y'all exactly what was going to happen. I told y'all that the Lions was fool's gold. Remember that conversation?
I do. You called it.
I told y'all that Washington going to beat them, and then they're going to come to us, and we're going to spank them because we owe them one because they put Jalen out with the illegal hit and the Chauncey Gardner BS. So, but I wanted to clear some things up.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, let's clear it up.
Yeah, I'm at work, so I had to go out to my truck for a minute, but I'm back in.
Okay.
I got some notes, man.
I love callers with notes. I love callers with notes. That kind of preparation, that's what we do around here. Go ahead, Demon.
Talking to y'all. So I'm on my way down the steps. I'm almost there.
You know what? Hold on. Here's what we're going to do.
Demon, we're going to put you on hold. You're doing a whole lot.
We'll go right back to you. He seems like he's moving fast. Let's give him a chance to get himself together. We'll come back to him.
How you going to have notes that aren't on you?
Well, he's working.
And call it a... Yeah, okay. I'll quit playing.
He called us.
He did make the phone call.
All right. So it's not like we should be catching people off guard. They called us.
That's true. All right, Demon's going to get himself together. We'll bring him right back. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Thank you for getting me in. Man, let it snow. But nah, man, that snow was in the way yesterday, man. And I texted you, Joe, man. I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack. The last possession the Rams had, I felt like I was going to shart my pants. Man, that last possession you guys just talked about, man, Dylan Carter, man, he reminds me, Kyle said it earlier, of Aaron Donald, man. And I had a friend on Facebook yesterday. Like, I'm going to game ball to Saquon Barkley. He was dominant yesterday. He's been dominant the whole season. He should be the MVP. But that was a snow game, and I feel like in the conditions, you know, I had a friend on Facebook saying, oh, Jalen Hurts is a moron. He's an idiot. I'm like, bro, it's snowing. I'm like, you want to throw for 300 yards and have 4 interceptions and go home like Jared Goff? Or you want to have 4 turnovers and go home like Lamar Jackson? Like, come on, man. Like, it was a snow game. And I feel like in the conditions, I feel like Stafford is he's more of a gunslinger.
Sure.
So he's going to get some passes out. Jalen Hurts is not a gunslinger. He's not going to be trying to dart all over the field in the snow. That's not his game. So I feel like for the kind of game he had, he's efficient. And I do feel like, what's the guy there for Washington that keeps hurting people? I feel like this guy's a dirty player.
Frankie Louvu.
Louvu. Man, that guy's dirty, man. Somebody got to take him out next week, man.
That's dirty.
On the field. I'm getting tired of this guy, man.
That's dirty.
He hurt golf last week. He hurt Gillen. I think Gillen had a concussion twice. For playing the Redskins. These guys are dirty. And I feel like we have to come and hammer these guys and set the tone from the get-go. Because they've been talking trash. I got a friend I went to high school with. He's talking trash about Washington. We're going to see y'all again. Yeah, I told him before the playoffs started, I said, we're going to see y'all again. And what's happening? We're going to see y'all next week.
For all the marbles.
All the marbles on the line, Hugh, man. It's time to eat down,
it's gonna be,
baby.
It's going to be a lot of Commodores fans at this game.
Oh, there better not be. We got to keep them out.
No, I mean, they might not be in the game, but they're going to be in the parking lot.
Yeah, they're going to be on and popping, Hugh. It's going to be popping like popcorn, Donkey Kong, King Kong, Godzilla, whatever you want to call it, man. You're going to get it popping next week. And I feel like we got the best all-around team in the NFL. If we don't take it this year, and I heard you guys talking about our kicker. If we lose, man, I will be so distraught. I might lose my mind if we lose the Super Bowl or get eliminated from the playoffs on account of Dick Elliott. Kyle said it best. How are you making 44-yard kicks and you're missing extra points? I don't get it. They don't line up to me. They don't.
But well, yeah, I mean, because those, and it wasn't easy elements yesterday. I mean, that was rough. They were sweeping the field off. Terrence, good phone call. Yeah, I like that he's all charged up about the Commanders. This rivalry is about to go into overdrive. So speaking
it's about to be something different,
though. Yeah, so speaking of being the best team left, the Eagles are the favorite right now to win the Super Bowl. They have been set as the favorite after championship weekend. Now, do we think that means they're going to be favored in the Super Bowl no matter who they play? Or is it a matter of they have the easier matchup this week, right? Bills and Chiefs have to play each other. We get the Commanders. That's what I think. I don't know. I mean, they might be a favorite in the Super Bowl. If they are, it's going to be small, right? Like over the Bills and Chiefs, I don't know, a point or two or maybe
that. They're probably going to be a pick 'em.
It's not going to be great.
Yeah, I think it could be a pick 'em. Where were they over the Chiefs 2 years ago? 1.5, 2.5?
So I think they were, I know they started the week or the at least after the championship games, I think they were -3, but then it went down.
Yeah.
And it ended up being close to a pick 'em by game time, I think.
I think the Eagles against whoever would be a very tight spread. You know, whatever, 1.5 to 2 either way. All right, Demon, you think Demon's ready? Let's get him back up here. What's up, Demon?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get down to it. All right, first thing I want to say is this, fellas. It was ice brick cold out there. The ball was frozen, man. So anything about throwing the ball, I hated the concept of that. If you look at the game, which we all did, they only got it in garbage time. 4:42 left, they started throwing the ball, and we was in a prevent defense. Yeah. That's the only time they moved the ball.
Garbage time, though. They almost won, though. I don't know about that, though.
And then also, if my boy Levin would have caught the ball, that would have been more yards for Jalen. All I want to say is this about him, man. Forget all the passing and everything. My first comment was, Jalen is a winner. Point blank. Period. I don't care how you carve it up, how you go about it, he just wins the ball games. I don't care. Then I got on here, what I got? The ball's a brick. Oh, the only thing I was complaining about, y'all, was the I formation. Mm. Didn't do that. I think if we'd have ran an I formation and had Saquon in there, they can't stop that, man. They can't stop that at all. So those are the only key things. And the last thing, I'm going to leave y'all with this. You said Jalen Carter, I believe he is right now, the best lineman in the game right now, DN, inside, interior, whatever you want to call him. He is the best. He's like Aaron Donald. I don't care what y'all talking about. He's still young. He is that right there. And my boy Slay, he ended it too. He back.
He played well. No, he is, and he's had a strong season. Demon, good phone call. I like the notes. I would say it's Jalen Carter and Chris Jones, right? They're the two best now,
yeah.
Interior defensive linemen.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is he past Chris Jones? I don't know, but he's amazing. I mean, he's a great player. Whatever. If he's one or two, the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL, that's really good. Tom and Wayne is up. What's up, Tom? He's barking for Barkley. You get that?
Guys, remember when barking for Barkley?
Of course.
Bring it back.
Of course. How did we forget that? It's led to this season. Those barks got Barkley here. What's up, Tom?
Oh, man, I'm just so happy. I just couldn't be happier. And, you know, I'd rather have a quarterback throw for 65 yards and win than do anything else. I wanted to run something past you guys if I could.
Go ahead.
It's sort of in line with the bacon comment from the good doctor. But this team kind of reminds me, and maybe you'll be offended, but this team kind of reminds me of the Washington Redskins, you know, the Hogs and Riggins. They'll beat you down in defense and run all over you with their best runner in the league. Thoughts, comments?
So, Tom, I think that's a really interesting comparison for a couple reasons. One, when the Commanders won multiple championships in the 80s, right, into the early 90s, they did it with different quarterbacks, right? And now this Eagles, you know, let's say the last 7 or 8 years, could win multiple Super Bowls with different quarterbacks, right? Nick, Jalen again. Obviously, Carson was part of the first one, too. But the constant was the offensive line. Like those Hogs teams, that was their constant. They changed the running back because it was a Timmy Smith when they won in the 90s, and it was, like you said, Riggins in the beginning. But the constant was the offensive line, and that's the same thing here. Like that's what the strength of the team has been all the years. I like that comp.
It's just so tough, so tough. We can call them the Wild Boars. What do you think?
You like that, Hugh, instead of the Hogs of the 80s with the Washington, the Wild Hogs?
No.
No, you don't like that? What do you want to call them? We can't steal Hogs.
Nah, just call them the Eagles offensive line.
That's boring.
I mean, sometimes boring
works. No flair whatsoever,
yeah,
Hugh.
You got to have a little more than that. I mean, Eagles offensive line. That doesn't pop off the screen, though. All right, Tom, we'll figure it out as this week goes on. What Wild Boars is in the equation there. All right, let's go to Violet, who's in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Violet, we're great. How you doing?
I'm great. It was a great, great win. I was very, very excited. I'm one of those crazy people that can't sit there and watch the play. I have to run out the room, but that's okay. That's why they make replays. But
so, like the big plays, you get out or you close your eyes or something?
I just have to get out of the room. I listen, but I can't watch it. And then, of course, you know, I have to see it again. So, and then at some point this week, I'm sure I'll watch the game about two or three more times with my husband. So, but I loved everything. Of course, the defense was amazing. Oh my gosh, Carter and Saquon Barkley. And I understand. I get it. I thought Jalen did manage the game yesterday, and I'm not even worried about the passing, but I am still worried about him holding the ball. It frightens me because the deeper you go, and this Commanders team, like yesterday, the Rams, they came to play, and the Commanders or Commodores, I still call them the Redskins, but they're going to come to play, and we've got to figure out that Chulu guy, Lulu guy, whatever. He's a dirty player.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's getting a reputation now. He's knocking quarterbacks out of games.
You know, I mean, that concerns me. Giving points up, or you know, again, I'm not dogging on Jalen. You guys know I always say I like the guy, I really do, but he cannot. I mean, at some point, that's going to come back to bite us in the butt.
It is. Violet, I agree with you. And I'm glad you brought up holding the ball. Violet, good phone call. So, Hugh, Jimmy Kemsky put this out this morning. He went back and watched and timed it, like how long it took from the snap to when Hurts was hit by a defender on all seven sacks, right? Like, mm-hmm. How long is Jalen holding the ball? Are these just like instant pressures, or is it more he's holding the ball too long? So I'm going to give you the numbers here, right? Here are the seconds until contact. 4 seconds, 3.3 seconds, 1.8. That obviously is a quick pressure.
Yeah.
5.3, 3.7, 3.2, 3.8. He's got to get rid of the ball.
Yeah. On that, was that 1 point something? Was that the one, the safety? That's the timing of the ones that were actually
sacks.
Okay.
Yeah, the seven sacks.
I'm talking about in sequence.
In sequence. I don't think the 1.8 was the safety. I'll go back and watch the video attached to it, but 4-3-1-5-3-3-3. So six out of the seven sacks, he held the football for over 3 seconds before the sack. I mean, he's got to get rid of it. Hugh, I do wonder yesterday if some of it was he wanted to run away, but his footing in the snow, he couldn't move.
Maybe. It's hard to tell. It's one of those things where, you know, when you talk about because a lot of people are hung up on the safety, it just looked like, you know, it could have been a thing where he saw it, but the knee buckled a little bit, you know, because he's just coming off of that and he couldn't move as quickly as he wanted to.
Why are we throwing the ball from the end zone?
There's that question. And if you know that they're getting after your quarterback a little bit, then you got to start calling stuff that's going to allow him to get the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker, too. So there's a whole bunch of things, man, that happened in this game that you could look at and point and say this could have been different or that could have been different. And it feels like in the last couple of weeks has been some of the play calls.
Yeah, we need more quick hitters. Like that game Saturday with the Commanders, they had a couple where he sends blitz you and he just got it right out to McLaurin. Like a screen to McLaurin, boom, and then they started running. 215-592-9494. More of your phone calls on the other side. The Eagles are in the NFC title game. We're reacting to it all day. Plus more on Saquon's big touchdown run in the fourth quarter. What happened behind the scenes on that play? We'll get to it coming up here. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show as the Eagles are headed to the NFC title game right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.